All right, let's talk about what drives ranking in voice search. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So in previous episodes, we've talked about how knowing the source of the answer is key to ranking in voice search. And the vast majority of the traffic or the answers being delivered are coming from either Google or Bing. So today we're going to talk about what it takes to rank once you've determined that your audience and query are being provided results from Google's ecosystem. And keep in mind that with Alexa's reliance on Bing, 41% of the time, voice search information is actually getting pulled from Bing's ecosystem instead. But that's for a different day. So let's talk about Google Voice ranking. So to be found in Google search for a voice search for an information-based query, the results are going to be reliant upon one, whether or not the answer, your URL or YouTube video, etc., is currently ranking number one with a concise answer and a fast page load speed, 1.10 seconds. Most of the time, this answer is in the featured snippet slot. One third of the time, a featured snippet is used as the voice search answer. Two, so the other third of the time, your brand could have a strong knowledge graph presence and the answer is being provided directly from Google's knowledge graph. Or three, Google's actually providing an answer with a Google action, and that action has been created either because you have schema markup on your website, which generates a Google action, or you've created a custom Google action that's going to fulfill that intent. Now, if the query is a commercial intent, you're going to need to have your product in Google's product feed. And if it's a local search query intent, you need to claim and optimize Google My Business listings because map listings are going to show at the top. And are going to be read back. So let's talk about a plan to rank in that feature snippet if your query is informational. So to figure out if you're already ranking in the featured snippet slot or to track your progress on getting into that spot, you're going to need an SEO tool. Variety of them provide this kind of rank tracking, GetStat, SEMrush, Ahrefs Rank Tracker. There's a couple. And if you're already ranking on Google page one and you want to shoot for that number one slot, you need to ask yourself, do I have enough expertise, authority, and trust, EAT, to rank number one for that slot, particularly if you're in a space that's a your money or your life query? Your money and your life queries are queries that impact the health, happiness, safety, and I forget what the other one is, of users. So if you are in that, that query is in that your money or your life slot, it's harder to rank. Google has a bunch of patents out about how they actually can figure out domains that would make sense to rank for that. So it might be hard to break through. You also want to ask yourself, does the content I have answer the searcher's intent? Because if it doesn't, you're in trouble. You need to make some adjustments. Does my content match the format Google's displaying? So if for the featured snippet, it's a video answer and you only have text, you perhaps need a video. 95% of the time, videos that are ranking in Google search are YouTube videos, which means a YouTube strategy. Are my pages loading fast enough? So for this, you can measure your page using tools like GT Metrics and Google Lighthouse. So that's your plan for figuring out if you can rank in the featured snippet. But what if you notice the answer is coming from the knowledge graph? So here's how you'd create a plan to improve your brand's knowledge graph presence. So both Google and Bing have a knowledge graph, separate ones. They're entity databases, they're used in the algorithm. And getting your brand into the search engine's knowledge graph involves making sure that your brand and your brand products are appropriately mentioned in the various databases that Google and Bing use for their knowledge graphs. Now, those places include things like Wikipedia, Wikidata, Google Scholar on the Google side, Google My Business, Wikinews, LinkedIn, Glassdoor, Crunchbase, etc. You can also nudge this by adding structured data to your own pages on your own website. That will help the search engines understand the entities and the associations with your brand. When you add schema markup to your own site, you're going to want to link out using same as markup to any Google database references that you have or Bing ones. And both search engines use schema.org markup. Bing also uses plain HTML markup as part of the process of understanding your site's pages. So just make sure your pages are well structured. And a note about Wikipedia. So say you notice something Wikipedia is horribly wrong, would not recommend that you edit Wikipedia. If you do, they're going to lock you out, revert your edits, ban you for life. I actually recommend that you work with a Wikipedia coach, and I know of one, which would help you have conversations with appropriate editors on the talk pages in a way in which you might actually be able to get those changes implemented. Google local voice rankings. Let's talk about how you would improve it over there. So another way to boost your presence, if the query is has a local intent, is Google My Business and improving your overall local rankings. So beyond claiming your Google My Business listing, you should also check to make sure just your name, address, and phone number is accurate. You can use Moz Local for this, moz.com/local. And just make sure that your name, address, and phone number, punctuation, everything is exactly the same in all of the big databases. And I highly recommend using a tool like Bright Local for fixing the data aggregators that feed this ecosystem. It's really hard to get it changed without using software. If you like any other resources, you can visit my website. I have a voice marketing strategy checklist and other useful resources in my free content library that you can check out at wostrategies.com. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.